views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to everyone, our new listeners. Thank you for the emails and messages that you send. And I very much appreciate all of the feedback. It means a lot to me to know, because most of the time when we do this, we're just doing it and we know that it's going to reach whoever needs to hear the message. So I just want to say thank you for taking that time. And you can always send in questions if that's easier for you versus calling in during a live broadcast. Right over at my website, you can just go right over to jenroyster.com, JenRoyster.com, and hit contacts, and you'll be able to send us a message that way. On the social medias, Facebook, it's the Jen Royster Show page. And then there's Dr. Jen Royster. I have two pages over on Facebook. We have Twitter, Jen Royster Show and Jen Royster. So if you put in Jen Royster, you can pretty much find all my social medias. And if that's the way you want to connect, that's fine too. Today, we are going to talk about healing through soul fragment retrieval. Soul retrieval, soul fragments. That's what we are retrieving in soul retrieval. This is a very ancient healing modality that has been around for a very, very long time, probably thousands of years. Shamans of all walks of life, all nations have used soul retrieval. Now, I found it intriguing that we were bringing this topic up. And like I said, the angels always let me know what we're going to talk about. And I just go right into that meditation and I deliver it without hesitation. And that is truly when that's authentic. I'm not comfortable with all of the pre-scripting. I never do that. So sometimes, yes, I'm going to stumble over my words, but I want to have a clear channel to give you the information we need in current times. So when soul retrieval came up, I went, oh, that's interesting, because it's a very powerful healing technique to bring back the pieces of you that have gone missing or ran off and took off and just couldn't handle a particular situation in that time. And it's a way to explain what can happen. And our soul finds a way to survive, okay? It finds a way to survive anything, because you never die. Your soul never dies. You're just in a physical body for a little while here. And your soul will find a way to survive. And sometimes if it's just something very traumatic or something big going on, it will splinter off, so to speak, is a way to describe how this works. So when that happens, that part just kind of stays that way. Like, what do you do with that? You know, what do you do? And you know, now you're trying to move forward and you feel stuck. You feel, why can't I move forward? Why can't I get past this? And soul retrieval could be the answer for you. It's I'm not saying it's the answer for everyone, but it could be the answer for you. It could be that there's a piece of you. It's like, you want that piece of me? Yeah, go find that piece. Go find that piece. And the very fascinating thing that happened with this recent energy, I mean, wow, if you haven't been feeling it in the last couple of weeks, you know, wow, okay. But I know I have, and it felt very heavy for a couple of days, and then boom, lifted right up. But I saw a lot of things wake up. I saw a lot of new awareness. So here we are, brand new. I have no idea what's next. How can you use soul retrieval, which is something very ancient? And that's the beautiful thing about it. Absolutely, you can. Because this recent energy with our full moon, the lunar eclipse, that was all about, that was just on the 23rd yesterday. And you probably felt that ramping up right to that point. Emotions, things coming up that you don't really want to remember or think about. And relationships were very much at the question there. Your relationship with everything, not just a romantic partner, your relationship with yourself. It may have intensified if you were going through a not liking yourself so much phase. It probably felt even more intense. And then you have your relationship with Earth, with nature, with animals, with your job. Your relationship with everything came up for review in a huge way. Huge. And it had to address it. It had to bring it up to the surface. It was probably, I mean, for a lot of people, they were feeling all kinds of physical things. I did too. And instead of focusing on, okay, what's wrong? I go, okay, you know what? That's just helping me fine tune what I need to work through. Because we're all learning and growing. That never stops. There'll always be something to grow and learn. So here we are in this time where I haven't got a clue. And that's going to be the answer. That's going to be the go-to answer, you know, for a while is, I don't know. You're going to feel like that. Get used to feeling the I don't know answer, because it's brand new. It's brand new. Soul retrieval, though, bringing those pieces of you together, your higher self, your soul. Just think, if you had the whole team there, the whole being, how much more you could move forward. The pieces that fragment off are going to reflect the areas of life you might be struggling with. You know, it might be something that happened to you as a child. Maybe that child part of you just needs to come back. And when you do retrieve it, now you got to help it grow up and catch up. You know, that's part of that with soul retrieval. This is a new time. We want to integrate soul retrieval with where we are today, and the frequency we're living in now is a completely different experience. Manifesting is off the chart. You think about it, you're going to bring it in, you know? So don't freak out if your thinking is not exactly what you want. This is a good opportunity to shift it. If you find yourself thinking about things you don't want to manifest, make it a point to get yourself distracted in something, anything, and change it and say, no, you know what? No, not that, this. And just correct it. Correct it. Just say, no, not that, this. Just reevaluate it. Just keep plugging. Don't freak out about that. It's a great time to practice your manifesting skills, because you want to think about what you're speaking. You want to think about how you describe yourself. You want to think about how you feel about things in your life. And if you want to change it, you can. Absolutely. Now, we have a couple of callers I see. I see you, and we are going to get to you right after the break. I don't usually have quite enough time in the first segment, but we will get to you. If you want to call in, if you have a question about soul retrieval, 1-800-930-2819 is the number you can call in. We are taking your calls. I always take your calls for an angel reading on the topic. I always have the emails. We do have email questions here today as well. So we have a full show. We have questions. We have We have people that are trying to figure out what the next step is. And we have your higher self is present. Make that intention right now. Think about that. I want my higher self present for this so I can see clearly. Because you can. You absolutely can. The frequencies that we have now bring in more clarity and awareness, which that's really going to make it easier to see what you're trying to find, okay? And then it's like, okay, I need to figure out what part of me isn't here? What part of me do I need to retrieve? What part am I afraid to retrieve? What part of me am I avoiding? That kind of thing. It's not going to be as hard as you think to figure this out, because the last couple of weeks have been bringing up exactly what you need to understand. If it's coming up in a dream, and dreams are metaphoric, so watch out with the literal there. Dreams, what's on your mind? What is the emotion that seems to be dominant? That's going to give you some clues. Start organizing, jot these things down. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we'll start taking a couple of calls. We are talking about healing through soul fragment retrieval. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We'll be right back after the break.
I rode my bicycle past your window last night.
Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Shine On Radio. Find Your Shine with Kelly is the show that celebrates what makes you, you. Join co-hosts Kelly Wadler and Dr. Pat Basile as they break down how to brilliantly fuel and move your body and love what makes you shine. Kelly is a professional arts and wellness coach dedicated to helping brilliant women find their confidence, energy, self-love, and shine. Tune in to Shine On Radio with Kelly and find your shine on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Want the freedom to spend more time with your loved ones? Travel the world? Live spontaneously? Get ready, because the Chip Justice Show is here. Hosts Dr. Pat Basile and Chip Justice can help you build meaningful success while embracing life. Living a life you love is the end game in this new, inspirational, and empowering show. Positive changes for a life you'll love. Tune in every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit PositiveChangeInstitute.co for more information.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Hey everyone, meet my friends at the maca team. The ancient Inca root vegetable maca is known worldwide for its huge array of health benefits. As a family-run company of true maca specialists, the maca team is here to bring you the best maca the Peruvian mountains has to offer. Yellow maca, used to promote endurance, vitality, fertility, hormone health, and much more, is on sale now. I love it. Visit themacateam.com to order yours now. Themacateam.com. Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformations.
1230 WBLQ. middle of a good dream. Like all at once I wake up from something that keeps knocking at my brain.
We are back. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to the Jen Royster Show. If you are just tuning in and joining us, our topic today is healing through soul fragment retrieval. This is an ancient modality of healing that is used by shamans to bring lost soul pieces back that have splintered off. So we've got that going on. So what we talked about that in the first segment to introduce that. So let's take, we have a caller. We have Michelle from Detroit, Michigan, it looks like. Brian, let's bring on Michelle.
All right, Michelle, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Hi, Michelle. Welcome. What is your question?
Hi. So I've been feeling in a rut for the last 3 weeks, and I think it's all hitting my back. I'm in tremendous back pain, and I'm just wondering, like, what do you feel? I've had two major back surgeries, and I'm hoping it's just stress and inflammation.
You have had back surgery, son?
Two. Uh-huh.
Okay, you've had two surgeries. Okay, does it feel like it? What you had before is flaring up? Because the energies that we've had recently are bringing up history. So does it feel like, what is this again? Does it feel like that to you?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. And this is... You know what? Thank you for calling in. This is a great example of what I was talking about how this energy is doing that. We can have
totally
surgery.
Freaking out,
we can
even
have
though
surgery.
You said no.
I'm sorry. What was that?
I said, and I'm totally freaking out, even though you said don't.
Oh, I know. It's okay. You know what? I'm glad you called in. I'm glad you're listening to this show. This is going to be good for you. Now, we can have. You know, we can fix our physical with all kinds of things, right? We fix the physical, mm-hmm. and the physical is what manifests. And then there's the energy behind what's happening physically. It brings to your attention and flares it a bit because it wants your attention about the emotions attached to the situation. So what part of the back are we talking about here? High, low, middle? Feels like middle or lower.
Lower.
Yeah. Okay. A lot of times lower back is going to be relating to the first chakra. And this also brings up another point that I wanted to talk about. Our chakras still need clearing but we are also working with it in a new frequency. A higher frequency brings more awareness. We feel more, we see more, we acknowledge more. There's more sensitivity. Things can feel like you're hearing better. I mean, like sound can be more sensitive. Light can be more sensitive. For you, you're feeling what's going on in that lower back and moving forward without fear. Fear flared for you, didn't it? Big. You said you were freaking out, but fear, insecurity about needs being met in a physical way, like just... You know, our physical needs being met. You know, that's like finances. That's we have a place to live. We're going to grow old and be safe when we have enough. That kind of thing. Is that a big one for you that's been through your life? Or
that's it right there.
Okay. Yep. Okay. Yes. So basically, you're asking in this time for releasement. So where, if you can think back, and if we go into a soul retrieval type of thing, it's bringing up a redundant thing that comes up for you emotionally. And the emotion attached and the beliefs of what if, what if, what if, and then it starts going into this slide downhill like, oh no, now I'm all upset with myself and why does this keep happening? Mm-hmm. You're looking for that piece that probably just couldn't handle it the first time you went through something big. And this could be all the way back to when you were a child. I mean, it could have been the way it was like growing up. It could have been something as an adult. Mm-hmm. You see what I mean? So fear and insecurity is a belief that we don't have any faith that there's something better for us. It's a energy that just freezes you, locks it down, and causes all the stress in our bodies. Our antennas in our bodies are trying to tell us, hey, you know, we need to work on this. This is something we need to work on. One of the things that is coming in for you from Michael is he just opened up with his wings. He put them out and he spreads them out really big. And I know he did this for me when I went through some tough things. And he just wants to wrap those wings around you and say, you are safe, Michelle. Trust that I am with you. Trust that you can overcome this. So if you were to make if you were to take a diary or a journal and start marking, whether it's on a calendar, this is going to help you see it. Start marking, if you can remember, like what, how you feel when you wake up that day emotionally, jot it down. If how things are happening from day to day, and you seem to be very connected to the moon energy. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You feel those moons coming, don't you?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah. You have a very empathic way about you that is a heart of gold, that is absolutely beautiful, but there's a tendency to care so much that it breaks your back.
Yeah, I take it on. I take everybody else's on.
Uh-huh. Right. And then what's left for Michelle?
Yeah.
Not much. Not much. And there's another section that I feel that this has either happened or you think about it and you just shut it down and you don't say anything about it. But I feel that sometimes there's a little bit of frustration, like, how come nobody cares that much back for me?
Exactly.
Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now that's like that a hurt. That's like from the heart. Yeah. So that would be the fourth chakra. But the root chakra, the first chakra, needs to know that it feels safe and feels love. And there's a part that's not feeling that the love comes back to you.
Yeah.
And that's the energy behind what I'm feeling with your back. So you're looking to work on that piece. Like, this is going to be a soul exploration, okay? I feel like there's been a few things in your life going all the way back to the very first time. It feels like it's very young for you. I feel like you were that sensitive child that people said, quit being so sensitive or so serious. Were you like that?
I was intuitive at an early age, and people said I was crazy.
Yeah. Been there, done that.
Yeah.
I really have.
Yeah.
Trust me.
Yeah.
No, I know. Yeah. I have too. I was the one that cried at everything, and I'm like, oh gosh, he's so weird. You know, I was like that too.
Uh-huh.
And I want you to know that what helped me was being okay with being different. You don't have to fill another person's approval of you. You don't have to be what they think you should be. We're way past the energy for that now anyway, because these new frequencies are going to really support you in a very positive way. So you're feeling all the stuff that can come up and finally go away for you. You felt the intensity, but then it's not to frighten you. It's not to take you back all the way down. It's to actually get rid of it. It's like it's like we're giving birth. It felt like that to me a couple of times, like we're giving birth to these huge, like heavy energies that need to just come up and out and go away. But it feels like that, but it's not birth for new. It's just to get rid of it. So you're feeling the dense sections of energy come to the surface within your body. Wherever it comes up on your body is an energetic clue as to what it is you're trying to release. So, yes. So for you, Michelle, there is so much love that wants to come back to you. You're instead of overthinking what was and why, start to focus your thoughts when you go down a sad trail or something that upsets you or frightens you. Reverse it back to, I am I am loved by everybody and everybody loves me. I am worthy of this. And you may not believe that at first. You may not, but you do. You absolutely. And, you know, oh, thank you. Thank you. Michael just came in with something that, and then I'm going to let you go because I gave you a lot to think about, but there's some proactive work for you to do in what you're looking for here with that retrieval. Okay. If you have not tried this, a salt bath would be incredible for you to release some of the energy and put some magnesium oil in it.
Okay.
That would not only help with the physical aching of your back, but the salts mm-hmm. pull like a conduit. They pull the energies off and will clear your energy okay. field. Because you need to keep, as they come up, you need to release them away because we just had the full moon yesterday, which is a releasing time, but you'll feel the effects of that for another week or so.
Yeah.
Okay. So we have to go to break. I'm going to send you a big burst of healing support there and feel Thank it coming. You might feel a little shiver or a little chill or a goosebump kind of thing, but I want to support you in energy healing because this is your time to release this big boulder that's been holding you back. And thank you for calling in.
All right. Thanks.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right. We are going to take a short break. We're talking about healing through soul fragment retrieval. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We'll be right back after the break.
You say yes.
Authentic self. For over 15 years, Soul Purpose Advocate Nancy Monson has been focused on leading change in the lives of those looking to live their true purpose. She is devoted to supporting people in living a soul-directed life every day. Let Nancy help you overcome fear, worry, and doubt. Visit everydayspirituality.com to learn how Nancy can be your Soul Purpose Advocate.
Almost everyone at some time in their lives ask themselves, what am I? Most of our questions are ego-generated and simply don't address the problem of our false self. It's time to relax your ego and embody your soul. Dr. Dan Cohen, neurologist, inventor, and author, has created tools to awaken, a new way to transform from who you thought you were into what you truly are. Visit toolstoawaken.com
Holistic
today.
Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on transformationtalkradio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit jenroyster.com for more information.
Transformation Talk Radio is dedicated to the education and awareness of Lyme disease.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Lyme Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Pat, joined here by
Dr. Nusheen Darvish.
Dr. Pat Basile and Dr. Nusheen Darvish will be bringing the most innovative, groundbreaking information, research, treatment innovations, and stories from those it affects every day.
I'm so excited to be talking about this.
We have so much to share.
Dr. Darvish and I are planning to do is connect the dots.
People suffering with all sorts of chronic diseases. It's time. It is time for them to transform.
Tune into Lyme Talk Radio and help keep our mission strong.
for the loyal listeners out there that have been listening to this incredible show on Lyme disease, we are not going to let you down. We're going to come through stronger and enrich the platform for Lyme disease awareness through Lyme Talk Radio. The message will continue. The conversations will become stronger and the healing epic.
Back. I'm Dr. Jed. You're listening to the Jen Royster Show. Our topic today is healing through soul fragment retrieval. And I want to go back to the last caller that just called in, because she was such a great spirit to call in with that. And she was going through something very frightening with back pain coming in. So thank you for calling in for that, Michelle, because it's a great example of what we're talking about today. And I want to reiterate that a little bit. How can soul retrieval help us now in a current time where it's changing? Because if we're going into a new frequency and everything's changing and what used to work doesn't work anymore and we have to find new ways, how the heck is soul retrieval going to work? It's going to work in wonderful ways. It's going to work because we have to open up to a creative outlet. We have to open up. And we're not going to be afraid to go back, grab those pieces of you, grab those pieces that you miss that part of you. If you were to think about something in your past that really bothered you, really upset you, and you changed after that, that's a good clue right there. What happened that made you change the way you respond to things? Maybe retreat, recluse yourself, not speak your truth, things like that, okay? And here's why soul retrieval is important right now. Moving forward in the new energy, which we're in right now, we're in it. That boy, did that moon bring it in. I'm not kidding you. I've never felt anything like that. And I feel these things all the time, but this one was pretty hefty. Soul retrieval. We need those pieces back now, because it's time to quit hiding ourselves away. It's time to bring them back in. It's time to move forward with all of us intact, to reconnect. And it's just, it's a beautiful thing that I see happening. It's amazing. Chakra clearing is important right now. And, you know, that's something that we've been doing for years. But we're going to tweak it a bit. You know, you're going to feel that it tweaks a little bit. It's going to take you up into higher frequencies and dimensions with that. And it's not just chakra 1 through 7. It's like 8, 9, 10, 11, and 12 are coming into this. And then you have them in your hands. You have the smaller chakras. There's a lot of them. There's those ones that run right through the center. That's just the major ones. And then it's everywhere. There's chakras all over the place. Let's put it that way. You're just on the tip here. What else is underneath all of that? You're going to start to see that. More and more people are starting to feel their intuition coming in. And you're going to want all of you with you. You're going to want all those pieces that you could never figure out how to bring back, or you just felt like it wasn't going to work. Now's the time to go get them. Go get them and bring them back. You might want to work on one at a time if it's overwhelming, if you've had a lot happen. And I highly recommend, if you are really having a hard time with the adjustments, don't do it by yourself. Ask for some help. That's important. Don't feel like you have to go alone. Now, you have the angels are always right there, but if you need a human being to talk to, then do it, okay? Because some of this stuff is just full on. And it's not to be frightened of. To be honest, if I didn't understand the way I do now, I can see where it would be very frightening, because I was thinking about this the other day. I thought, my goodness, if I'm feeling all this, what in the world are these people out there feeling that have never even heard of any of this, or that this is brand new to them? It's going to feel very overwhelming. I know that. And I want to share a story with you. I want to share a story with you about how this can work forward from here, moving forward, and how wonderful it can be. You have to, it's opening up and allowing yourself to believe in something that you never thought was possible. And that's miracles for one. We talked about that last week. But it was yesterday, actually. I was very concerned about someone that I hadn't heard from, and I knew they weren't okay. And I had had a very strong sensation come over me that didn't feel right. And this is a personal, you know, relationship that with someone that I know. And I just thought, well, okay, I'm out walking my dog, Emmy. We're out and walking. I don't have my phone or anything. I can't call. So back in the old days, you know, if you're empathic and you feel everything and you care about everything so much, like I do and other people, I know there's a lot of you out there. Empaths, you're really going to be feeling this energy. I know you are. You know, I used to go into this fret, worry, be concerned, and then just overthink it. Okay. That would be the tendency back in the day. Yesterday, I felt that coming on, and I had just stopped myself dead in the tracks. And this is how you use the new energy, okay? This is how you do it. It felt very empowering when this happened. I stopped dead in my tracks. I just stopped. I said, I don't have a phone. This isn't something I can control. I'm picking up a hit because I'm connected to this person. I know something's not right. So I immediately went to the angels, and I asked Michael to go check in on them. Like, can you check on this person for me? I'm releasing it to you. I have to let it go. There's nothing that I can do at this point. I'm a couple miles away from the house, you know, with Emmy. So, and I just said, thank you. And I released it and let it go. Now, that's going to take some practice for those that have a hard time releasing and letting go. You'll pray for something. You'll ask for the help, but then you don't trust that they heard you and they received it. You have to let it go. You got to, you know, a lot of times we're pulling it back and we're grabbing onto it. We're not letting go of what we're worried about. I truly let it go. And I asked, I said, you know what, this new energy, I know it's got to be done different. I can't approach this the way I would in the past. It wasn't even 60 seconds later. I see something shining on the street that's so bright, you know, it's just blinding in the sun. And it was a nickel. And it was very significant for this person because this person constantly finds nickels. Now, for me, it's feathers of all different types and colors. I always have feathers dropping for me. Those are messages that I received. This one was significant to that person. I knew as soon as I saw that nickel, Michael was responding and letting me know the person in question is fine. And it happened that quick. Now, just being open and aware and accepting miracles like that, accepting and believing and having that faith and letting go of the control is going to help you so much through this energy. I'm not saying you're going to be perfect at it when you first start doing this, but it will challenge how much control you're trying to have when you need to release it. Best thing ever. By the time I got back to the house, I already had a message on my phone from the person. Everything was fine. So, you see, I wanted to share that because that right there was approaching that in a different way. Now, the thoughts and the concern popped up, but I didn't go all the way down that bunny trail with it. I was like, okay, I feel the concern. Take action. It's not always the action that you would take before, like you have to do it all. Like you have to make the call. You have to do the checking on or the fixing. Sometimes we have to release that to someone that can be there or someone that can do something about it, where we don't have that, you know, physical location to do that with. So that's an example of how you can move into a new higher frequency, changing the way you respond when something pops up. For example, if you start to feel a discomfort, like Michelle did when she called in, she's talking about her back hurting. Instead of going, oh no, here it goes, and you go all the way down into, and you're remembering all the things that happened, right? You're remembering like, oh great, here it is again. Stop right there in your tracks and go, you know what? We're not going to do it that way anymore. We're going to shift that thought. And then you say, I am healthy. I am healthy. Already done. Claim what you want. Claim that you're already thriving. You're already there. And allow, you know, when the freak out comes in, I go, Michael, can you take that away? Can you just release that energy of fear? Because all that's going to do is make my body feel inflamed in some way. It's going to cause discomfort, and I don't want it. You know, fear doesn't do anything but just get in the way. It really does. It's just like gets in the way. And it's not that it won't come up, and we have it within our nervous system to protect us. But it's supposed to be more for, okay, that car is about to hit me. I need to get out of the street, you know, that kind of thing. You know, there's a reason it's there to help you with your fight or flight, but not to stay stuck in that. Now, if you're empathic and these energies have been really overwhelming for you, know that you're not by yourself. Know that you're not by yourself. Your skills as an empathic person are being heightened. What you have is a huge gift. You may not be seeing it that way. And it feels like, well, this is just suffering. What is this? Don't focus on that part. Don't focus on that part. You are going to feel it. I'm not saying it's not there, because I've had it too. I'm saying take that focus to something else that is going to give you a relief from it. And the body will respond. The body actually responds and it eases up. It's amazing. Now, you're going to find that you're probably going to really need to detox. If you've never detoxed before, you know what? This is spring. This is some crazy energy going on, and you need to. Anything low and dense needs to go away to move into this higher frequency right now. Over the next few months, you're going to be feeling the effects of what this moon brought in yesterday. The more you clear out dense energies, whether it's emotional, mental, you know, the physical, the diet, whatever it is you need to do, the easier it will be moving forward. Because if you don't, it's going to just feel like heavy lead bricks strapped to you and you're still trying to walk uphill. Think of it that way. It's just going to be weighting you down. Now, when you come into a place where, okay, I've never experienced any of this before. I don't know what I'm feeling. A lot of people have just gone into their spiritual awakening too. And maybe it has been this way for, I would probably say most of the people that would be listening to this probably started into this last year or way before that. Maybe you went through it years ago. I know exactly when I went through my spiritual awakening. And I was always connected as a child, but then there was other awakenings. So even though you may have been spiritual for most of your life or connected or you always felt like you were on top of this, you're still going to go through cycles of it. You're going to go to another level, to another level. And each time I've gone through one, after the first one that I was just fighting and resisting and afraid of, I don't approach it that way anymore. So I want to say to you, if it's feeling scary, it does when it's one of the first ones that you've gone through. And because it's changing everything in your life. Everything seems upside down. I mean, relationships, jobs, everything. And like I said, this moon is challenging every relationship you have in your life. Is this what you really want? Is this where you really want to be? And it's not just about dividing. It is going to divide some that are toxic to you. You're looking for what's toxic in your life. You want to get rid of that. It's also going to bring together relationships even closer that resonate and support one another. So you're going to see that too. It's not just taking things and, moving them away. So I'm going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to wrap the show up. There is so much to talk to you about, and I don't ever have enough time in this show. So thank you for listening so much. We are going to take that break. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We'll be right back.
Authentic self. For over 15 years, Soul Purpose Advocate Nancy Monson has been focused on leading change in the lives of those looking to live their true purpose. She is devoted to supporting people and living a soul-directed life every day. Let Nancy help you overcome fear, worry, and doubt. Visit everydayspirituality.com to learn how Nancy can be your Soul Purpose Advocate.
Almost everyone at some time in their lives ask themselves, what am I? Most of our questions are ego-generated and simply don't address the problem of our false self. It's time to relax your ego and embody your soul. Dr. Dan Cohen, neurologist, inventor, and author, has created tools to awaken, a new way to transform from who you thought you were into what you truly are. Visit toolstoawaken.com
Holistic
today.
Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on transformationtalkradio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit jenroyster.com for more information.
Transformation Talk Radio is dedicated to the education and awareness of Lyme disease.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Lyme Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Pat, joined here by
Dr. Nusheen Darvish.
Dr. Pat Basile and Dr. Nusheen Darvish will be bringing the most innovative, groundbreaking information, research, treatment innovations, and stories from those it affects every day.
I'm so excited to be talking about this.
We have so much to share.
Dr. Darvish and I are planning to do is connect the dots.
People suffering with all sorts of chronic diseases. It's time. It is time for them to transform.
Tune into Lyme Talk Radio and help keep our mission strong.
For the loyal listeners out there that have been listening to this incredible show on Lyme disease, we are not going to let you down. We're going to come through stronger and enrich the platform for Lyme disease awareness through Lyme Talk Radio. The message will continue. The conversations will become stronger and the healing epic.
And we are back. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We've been talking about healing through soul fragment retrieval and how can we use that in today's frequencies, especially if you're going through a spiritual awakening. And that in that, with this last segment, I want to bring in an email question that came in last week. Came in last Thursday after last Thursday's show. And let me read it to you. Hi, my name is Darian. I just started listening to your station. I resonate with your guidance, and it's given me some ease as I feel quite lost right now. Well, thank you very much and welcome to the listening family. And here's her question. I've been going through heavy emotional turmoil for months now. I feel drained, sad, and guilty. I had been drinking quite a lot, to be honest, to make myself feel more joyful. But lately, the alcohol, which I do drink, has been having a bad effect. I have gone through a lot of things this year and have been trying to move forward, but feel myself too tired to feel motivated. I also feel alone and I'm having a difficult time liking myself. My question for all of this is, why is this happening and why can't I move forward and feel happy? I'm very confused at this time and haven't found solutions so far. Ooh, my goodness, Darian, you are going through it. Yes, you are. And sending you a lot of extra love and support, definitely. And asking angels to surround you and help you feel lifted with positive energy. You need a glimpse of what it can be like with a different perspective. For one, you describe very much what a spiritual awakening can feel like if you're not used to it or what is going on. Everything that used to be fine just isn't anymore. Everything. And then we try to approach it with the way that used to work. Say it was just something in general that upset you. So you go have a drink, feel better, you forget about it. That was then. This is now. And this is what I felt with you, because I asked Michael about this in particular for you. Because, you know, a lot of people drink. A lot of people drink too much. A lot of people try to do it to feel better, and it does have a bad effect. It can actually drop you into much lower feeling about yourself. And it's also, we don't want to avoid our spiritual awakening. So your soul is trying to lift you back up, and it's not working. It's not feeling like it's moving forward, because it is really trying to get your attention, like, hey, we can't avoid all that stuff that happened in the past. We can't avoid what happened. We can't hide from it. You know, that kind of thing. We're looking to bring it back in. And I'm giving a quick answer for you, and it's not going to be the whole answer because you had a big, deep load of questions there. But what I want to say to you, Darian, is start off with one piece at a time. Don't try to go through it by yourself. Don't. And I'm glad you reached out on this show. If that's what you can do and that's helping, you've already taken a step forward by reaching out. And sharing this with listeners is helping a lot of people right now. So you did a lot of good things there. But for you, we have to have some self-care. And you know what? I would just start with a detoxing thing. It's going to be hard to just completely stop everything. I know that. But try to add something healthy in, like a healthier food item. Working to detox with some, you know, work on that detoxing the liver, for one, because liver holds, and it's interesting with that you've chosen the alcohol, because that sometimes can, you know, get a little bit intense for the liver as well. The liver can hold some anger about something that may have happened to us. And that's going to be a big clue for you. And then it's so painful that we want to avoid it. So we try to cover it up, which is what the alcohol part is. You're looking for what hurts so bad that you're trying to keep it stuffed down in there. And it needs an outlet. It needs a way out. Don't overwhelm yourself. Just start off with something very simple. If you don't get out enough into the sunshine, do that. That's going to help with sadness. 15 minutes. Sit out on a park bench. Sit outside. Let the sun hit you in the face. Give yourself 15 minutes of sunshine. Sunshine is amazing to lift the energy of our emotional state. Add something healthy in. And as you start to open up and let healthy things in, it's going to nudge out the things that are causing the conflict. And, you know, look for some help to help you. Because sometimes for people to try to just go, okay, stop doing all that, and then they go through a suffering, it's too much. So I'm not saying this is the perfect answer for you. I'm saying explore that and look for anything that's going to help you feel better about you. So add something unhealthy and start there, and then keep working to reduce down. Just fill it up. Fill it up with something good so you have something you can get rid of. And so you're going to actually work backwards. A lot of times we're getting rid of so we can bring in. And for you, I think flip that up. Change it up. There's a unique creative outlet in you that really wants to be expressed. And with that, we have to go. It has been a quick hour. I want to say thank you to everyone that listens to the show. You can always contact us over at jenroyster.com. Go over and grab some free guided meditations to help with your healing. And Darian, there is a healing energy one over there for you as well. Work with your guardian angel because they are there always to help you. With that, I say thank you so much for listening to everyone out there. Namaste.
You've been listening to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and TransformationTalkRadio.com.